tells a deep story about North Carolina, about its citizens, and about its growth and development over the years. And clearly, for the reasons that have already been discussed, it is mostly a story about education and the commitment of Governor Hancock to education in the state. And I think if you talk to any of our historians, and I was surrounded by them, we sometimes had long conference meetings because we had to argue about dates. If one said it was 1873, the other would say maybe it was 1876. So we finally had to put dates sort of out of sight at times. But I'll tell you what our decision was, with a lot of input from the State Historical Commission, from the historians in our state division of archives and history, was that we wanted to change the story that we told, and we wanted to make it a more complete story. And so today, if you go to visit that site, and you have our site staff, the historians that are there, walk you through the site, walk you through one of those early schools that have been moved to that location, you will hear them tell the story of Governor Hancock that really encompasses all that you've heard here today, so that they have not thrown away the great history that he has, because my historian has told me that there hasn't been anyone collectively, individually, who made a greater contribution to the education of blacks in the state than Governor Hancock. And so in telling the history, they certainly tell that side of it. But they also today, not 5 years ago, but today, they incorporate that full story so that they see the totality of the human being that he was, with the weaknesses that he had, with his being a part of the environment that he was, but they tell it in conjunction with the other aspect of what he did that was so uplifting for the state. I just, by happenstance, as I was leaving a luncheon earlier, a group of people that I know were also leaving the restaurant, and they were telling me something. I said, you have to hurry up because I want to get over to UNCG and I want to hear this public forum. It's very important. The recommendations of this committee will come before the committee that I chair and the Board of Trustees. And so I wanted to personally have a chance to hear, in addition to seeing that final report and recommendations. These were two former Women's College graduates and another member of our city government. And so they couldn't, when I told them where I was coming, they couldn't help but launch into a discussion. And I will share with you that it was something they were aware of and that they had given thought to. And what they said to me was, you know, we'd like to see the name retained for a long myriad of reasons. But we also think that it would be worthwhile to have a plaque at AHOP that tells a more full story about why his name is on that building. And there were very specific reasons. His connection to Charlie McKeever was very strong and was very impactful in the governor supporting the state normal school at that time. And he was very instrumental in the recovery from that great fire in the early 1900s. But they said, we think it also would be important that we acknowledge that there were other aspects to that story. But they, you know, they urged me, and is coming here to say, you know, we don't want to see the name removed. And then they told quickly some of the same kind of stories. What do we do about our founding fathers, who wrote some of the strongest words in terms of equality and independence, and yet, in their other aspects of their life, they don't today represent what we would want them to be and to represent. So I share that with you, but I'm very cognizant of and sensitive to those who very clearly and personally feel the depth of the hurt and the distaste from those early actions, and I feel those as well. It's a dichotomy of a leader that is hard to reconcile. The very good and powerful and strong side that lifted up during that time lacks in a way that, frankly, I'm not sure happened not only in the South, I'm not sure happened anywhere else in the country. And then the other side, which is the story of the white supremacy side. So it is difficult, and I can assure you that, that the board will take the feedback and the recommendations, and I'm very grateful to the committee who is working on this. I thank you for your time and energy. And I thank all of you for coming out. And for that, I'm very impressed by 1,000 on the website. I can't wait to go to the website. Can I go to the website to see those comments, or are they hidden?
Right now, they're not available. We're going to try to summarize.
And I can assure you that we will thoughtfully review those and this feedback in a very thoughtful manner. But it is quite impactful to have all of you turn out, both those who have spoken and also those who are here and listening and developing your own thoughts about this as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
School in California, and my school was Birmingham.
longer is Birmingham Braves, because we know the public outcry about that term and the derogatory notions that it engendered, even though we fully, who's mine went to school there, fully embraced the wisdom of Native Americans, and we didn't see that term as pejorative in the way that perhaps, maybe I was naive about it. Anyway, we are now, my school is now the Birmingham Patriots, which doesn't seem to have, and I can recognize this, doesn't have the same connection for me, and I realize some of our alums would say the same thing about ACOC Auditorium if its name was to be changed. However, I think that in the spirit of recognizing that we are evolving, we are changing, we need to recognize our history and tradition. I don't think we ever want to give it up. I think it's too important. But I also think we need to think about the ramifications and the implications. What does that say to students, to faculty, to community members, that that we know and we could have made a difference and we could have made a change and we didn't. I think that that could have some lingering implications on the negative side. And that is not to say that we should disparage Governor Nadeau at all. So I would advocate for changing the name, but I do so with some reluctance and understanding that it is complicated. So I say good luck to those of you who will need to make a recommendation, and I hope that we'll all embrace the decision, whatever it is, in the spirit of that struggle, and move forward with whatever decision is made. So thank you.
Came in, we're just taking comments, and anybody would like to speak, feel free to come forward.
Thank you.
I'm Dot Kearns. When I was here the first time in the 50s, I was Dot Kendall. And I sat in the far reaches of ACOC Auditorium every Tuesday and took notes about who was there and who was not, because we were required to be there. And so it's been a long journey for me from there to here. But my view is that there is a time, most of the time, when some change is necessary and in order to meet the standards we feel should hold true for the present and for the future as far as we can see it. And so while I've always come to and called it ACOC Auditorium, I believe personally that it is time to let it be named by someone without the particular baggage that I think this name holds right now. I think we've honored Dr. Haycock for a long time for his contributions to public education. My mind has gone recently a lot to Charles Duncan McKeever. My view is we probably wouldn't have this institution except for his courage and his hard work, which ultimately eventuated his death, I think. But as I have read that history and found that he was so concerned because there was no school for women in particular, time for his sisters and others. And at a time when there was virtually no money, I mean, we think there's no money now, but for public education, I think that's pretty much true right now. But he found a way when there, in the vernacular, there isn't a way, to raise the money and to invite and welcome in so many women, and for many of us who probably could not have gone to school anywhere else, what a gift that was. And so my view would be that it would be highly in order are someone. I know we have a building on this campus that bears his name, but I think that name, above all, would call for, or would work for the kind of change we're talking about. And so just as we've seen our need change in so many ways, when I was growing up in the nearby city of High Point, there were signs everywhere. Colored fountains, white fountains, restrooms, everything like that. Thankfully, with the work that was done, huge work that was done in the civil rights movement, we have come a few steps closer to meeting the promise of the country that our founding fathers made, that being that we could govern ourselves, that we would be a people who by our vote and our advocacy and work could be our governed as well as our governors. And so I'm really grateful to live in this time, as complicated as it is, rather than in that time when I was growing up. And so I agree with the last speaker that there will be those who will find it very peculiar to go to that building if it bears another name. But I think all things change, and I think that if we come together and are able to name it for someone who does not have that particular kind of history, I believe it would work very well. So thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I graduated from UNCG a number of years ago. I love UNCG. And I respect the name Hancock. I never knew until about 2 years ago, until I was doing some reading, and then I didn't just take what I was reading in the newspaper and whatever the article I read. I did a little research on it and saw that some of the negative things they were saying about Henry Hancock were true. And it was very hurtful, because being a black male in a tenuous university, and I love UNCG, I just absolutely love it. And I have great respect for everyone here. And this university, ever since I've been here, I'm an 85 graduate, has always represented the whole community. They've shown love. Then you have some people that just didn't want to act right on campus. But overall, you have, it's a loving campus, it's a respectful campus. And generally, it's not tolerated racism and things of that nature in this current day and age. And I realize that Governor Hancock, he was governor many years ago, and of course, he did things for education. But when you think about the term of him being a white supremacist, that's a very hateful term. It represents racism. It represents, to be truthful and real about it, that he wasn't that crazy about certain people, particularly black people. Yes, he may have opened up schools for them, but if you're going down to certain areas, including riots and things like that, where people could have and probably did lose their lives, that's, you know, that's a lot of baggage there that I don't think this university represents. Now, yes, back in his day, he may have done a lot for education. And yes, maybe back in those times, the people that were living went along with the name, with the Hancock Auditorium, the name that may have been a great idea to them. In this day and age, I think it's time for change. And yes, I would recommend that you have a plaque or something, a large plaque with his whole history there. And having a whole story there, I think it's time for change. Because on this campus, a campus that I love, a campus that I can actually say that I went here and I represented, and I always have tried to represent it in a respectful way, all genders, all races, that I think it's just time for change, because the hateful acts facts like that, especially if you're a black person, it's very painful to hear things like that. You're still telling the white supremacist how many people he may have caused to maybe lose their lives. Aims the government. And that's not something that UNCG needs to have a name like they're representing. Now, I respect everyone in here and those that have left their opinions, but I just think it's time for change now. It's a change for the better for this university, because this university represents the community. And so it's a wonderful community. UNCG is a great school. And let's just try to do things that we think are going to be in the best interest for all our alumni and all of our students here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If we don't have any further comments, I guess we can bring the forum to a close. We really do appreciate everyone coming out and telling us your thoughts and all these things you considered. We've been recording these. Connie's been recording them. We've also been tape recording. And so we will be considering all of this information along with all the feedback we've received from the website. Thank you all for engaging with this process. And